Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः।
श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति शपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनी नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशता वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री रूप श्री सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगमराय नमो महाबदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौर तुषेण हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाये तुलसी देवाय प्रियाये केशवस्य च कृष्ण भक्ति पदे देवी शतवते नमो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So we are on chapter we started. What page is? 282. So just to have a So we are going to further discuss where we left at. Just to refresh, the Vrajanath, what did he realize? Last week we discussed what was his realization? That he is a servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. This is his original position. We should always remember like this breakdown. Our original position is servant of Krishna. Then, when he misused his free will, That time he was looking for his own happiness. So what is that tells me, tell us? That when we are in our original position as a servant of God, that time pleasure giving pleasure or through service, devotional service to the Lord, automatically your satisfaction is unlimitedly there. You never look for separate interest. Everybody is with me? It's very, very subtle, very subtle. That those souls are in the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada says, what percentage soul in the spiritual world? Majority, 90%, one time he said. Majority soul in the spiritual world, when they are with the Lord, they are giving him pleasure. At that time what happened when you serve the Lord? Automatically your happiness, you never look separately. You never have to look separately. When misuse the free will, you turn back. That moment something took birth called looking for my own happiness. Then Vedo is also says, Prabhupada quote this verse, Jivas Sukhan Nishi. This is in the purport Bhagavatam Prabhupada. Pleasure seeking by nature. Pleasure seeking by nature here because they are diverted from their original position. So everybody is looking for happiness. Even something apparently bad, but they are ultimately looking for their own happiness. They think whether in illusion or in passion or in goodness, but they are thinking they will be happy this year. So there's two things happen. Then third things happen when they were looking for their own happiness. That time Lord mercifully manifested when first living being appeared. Who was that? Brahmaji. Brahmaji is the first living being. Then after that, what happened through Brahma's four mouths? Vedo manifested. We should be very thoroughly aware. So God is very merciful, Krishna is merciful that he, after the living entity came, that the Vedo also came same time to guide and help the soul to gradually go up. But soul not satisfied with this following rules, regulation, because of the modes of nature, wanted to enjoy separately. When wanted to enjoy separately, the soul cannot enjoy separately from God. It is not possible. But soul desired to enjoy separately. So then Krishna manifested another birthday of false ego. Then you have a false ego, Prangavinda Das. There is original, it's never lost, original Prangavinda Das. Then there's a false Prangavinda Das. He thinks he's a jeweler, he thinks he's a man, he thinks he's an Indian, he thinks he's American, he thinks whatever. The list goes on. I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, I'm a whatever. The list goes on. This is what it is. And this misidentification started with karma. Mahakarma alane. Nayati potitan sarga narayo. Mahakarma alane. Nayati potitan sarga narayo. And hell and heaven began from where? From there. The idea of hell and heaven was not there in the beginning. Prabhupada writes two versions. One, the when the jiva comes, original birth, they act like a Brahma, Brahma's post. And another position is first birth in this material world as human, Prabhupada writes in fourth canto. First birth as human. But I like to enjoy like animal. Then I took an animal body. So animal body appeared. But then those who want to enjoy like a heavenly, then the heaven manifested also in front. And he has to, the karma means is a bank account. If you have a minus, then you have to go down to pay for it. Punishment. If you have a plus, you can go on vacation and enjoy to heaven and another. If you have a lot of pious credit, this heaven and hell, this pious credit, material pious activities, be nice to others and all this, it has no spiritual actual value. It is only for good for in this universe. Only value the soul has which is connected with eternal relationship with the Lord, and that is devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we can be connected, Srila Prabhupada repeats again and again, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very easily, if you under guidance just chant, you can automatically get connected. Because within chanting, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti, Lord has invested all His potency, inconceivable potency, in the holy name. But to understand and have accept, to accept that faith requires some hearing. That's why discussion takes place. You follow? Nothing is required. Just by chanting pure name, everything is enough. Everything is within the pure name. But mind will not agree. The soul wants to accept, but mind will not allow. Mind and soul are like a butter and water in the milk. How are you going to separate the butter from the milk? You need a process. That's why this hearing, chanting, requires service, dancing in front of the deity, Guru Puja every day, Prabhupada's Guru Puja, you have a Darshanarthi. So all these practices required just to separate the soul as a butter and material nature as a water. You have to separate the butter from the water, from the milk. But you cannot just do it by thinking, okay, there is milk, come on, there is butter, come on. It's not going to come out. You really have to chant. You really have to do devotional service. Just by thinking will not work, will not be enough. There has to be some activity. That's why we are forcing ourselves to be associated with the devotees and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then, now you know the birthday of who? Paul Segal. Birthday of Paul Segal, when the moment you diverted was the birthday of Paul Segal. So long we have this Paul Segal, we cannot touch the pure existence of pure name or pure. So, Lord Krishna is very merciful. He says that mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi in Bhagavad Gita. Ata chetta ahankara nasusyasi binakshasi. If you do not hear about me, means we have to hear about Krishna. If you don't hear about me, you have a false ego. And if you start hearing about me, false ego start going away. So how important to hear about Krishna? If you have Bhagavad Gita, look at how Prabhupada translated, 1858. So the false ego took birth, but false ego also can die. Sooner is better. Now, everybody to remember, what is the really, what is the false ego between me and false ego, false I? Real servant Pran Govinda Das and a fake false ego Pran Govinda Das. Where this bind took place, if you understand this, then it will be very easy. The birthplace, false ego is a product of material nature, but false ego did not come in the material world. False ego came before you stepped in material world. Prabhupada says it is in the border. It is in the border of spiritual and material. Where is the false ego took birth? The border. Even though it is a product of material nature, but it did not take birth after you come in. It took birth already before. So when you came in, you're not thinking like, wow, I was servant of Krishna. That's just an idea you think, because you already got covered by false ego. It makes more sense when you think I'm a man. It makes more sense. But that's the false ego acting. So when we serve, so Balade Vidyabhusan Thakur, one place Prabhupada writes is very simple way to think. The ego that binds the soul with the matter. And the matter means, what does the matter mean? Like spirit and matter, huh? Little more. What is the dead matter? Yeah, but literally, realistic. Otherwise, if we don't understand, you have the Bhagavad Gita, 424. You read Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havid. Prabhupada writes very fantastic, scientific in the purport of 4th chapter 24. You can see, we should remember what is matter. Matter means absence of consciousness. When the conscious world, the impersonal Brahman, part of impersonal Brahman was covered, Prabhupada writes, by the will of God. The covering portion of the unlimited world is influence injected by the three modes of material nature. And this covered portion is called matter or material world. Now, yeah, you got it? Read it as it is what Prabhupada says. Yeah.
The more the activities of the material world are performed in Krishna consciousness or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. The word Brahma, Brahman, means spiritual. The Lord is spiritual, and the rays of his transcendental body are called Brahma Jyoti, his spiritual effulgence. Everything that exists is situated in that Brahma Jyoti, but when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, Maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. Thus, the offering for the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent of such an offering or contribution, the process of consumption, the contributor, and the result are, all combined together, Brahman, or the absolute truth. The absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter.
That's good. So what did Prabhupada say? That part of absolute truth that covered by Maya is called matter. So now take an example. You take a banana or ice cream. Ice cream is a good example. You take ice cream. If you look at the ice cream very close, there is some part of the ice cream, it's like a little soggy, not crunchy or good. It's like a little bit stale, you know, falling apart. It's like liquid. That's the tamogun. If it is little fresh, crunchy, it's like a rajogun. If it is perfectly bland, then it's sattogun. Same thing with banana. You take any banana, you'll see some part of the banana still needs to be ripened, little more. That's rajogun. If it's little overripened, it's tamogun. If it's perfect, it's sattva-guna. All the three modes in everything in this world. Now, you take the ice cream or this banana, you offered to Krishna under your Guru's guidance, under Prabhupada's guidance, under your Gurudev's guidance, the way the process given. Same tamogun, rajogun, sattva-gun that we saw in the banana is no more there. It transformed. The energy transformed into spiritualized. Now, before you offered it, if you are absorbed on the banana, you take birth, something look like banana because of your attachment to that banana. Now, when you offered it, your consciousness changing to prasadam or mercy of God instead of banana. You follow? Even though it tasted like banana, but it will purify Same banana. Once it is offered, it will purify. But when it is not offered, it will bind you. This subtle distinction is difficult to sometimes believe. I mean, I say it, but how do I really understand how to maintain that strong faith? Therefore, we must chant. Otherwise, if you don't chant, only just here, and you're doing devotional service, all has to be combined. That chanting is compulsory while you are hearing engaging in devotional service. Then it will easily, heart will start accepting. This is very, very important. 1972, Srila Prabhupada says in the letter to Bhagavan Das that consciousness of your acceptance means how much you believe, that much you will get the result. Remember that example when the devotee asked Prabhupada that this prasadam is stale, old, what should we do? We get sick. Then Prabhupada says, if you have a faith, you will never get sick. If you don't have a faith, you will get sick. So is it up to prasadam? It is our conscious acceptance. This is very important. Therefore, we force ourselves to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And more we chant and more we hear, slowly, slowly engage in devotional service, our heart will purify and we'll start accepting. We'll start believing it and we'll see advancement very quick comes. Otherwise difficult. Otherwise very difficult. Okay. So at that time, in order to do karma, Maya Devi gave you two covering of that matter. One is subtle covering, one is gross covering. The dead matter. So the ego that ties conscious being, you, soul, spirit from the spiritual world, is tying with the dead matter, the ego that ties you up, that's called false ego. And there is no way you can get out of it without pure devotional service. Absolutely no other process. They can get out of mental peace, maybe mental equilibrium, yogis, but get out of false ego? No. You can do all kinds of intellectual adjustment. You can do all, everything. You can go higher planet where no need it's of this world body suffering. You can just be there in a Tapaloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka. Just you can fly, Siddhaloka Prabhupada says, you can fly anywhere. You're not binded by anything. Your body don't get sick. You don't die. You can go to Sattaloka. You never die. You never take birth. You stay with Brahma till the end of the universe. But still there is death at the end of that Brahma. So all this adjustment is not going to help until we go back home back together. So who can rephrase what did we discuss from it? Number one was the original position of the jiva, soul, is servant of Krishna. The moment he misuses of free will, so you have to remember like this. Then he, what happened? No, moment of his, no. When you are in spiritual world, you don't look for your own happiness. Nobody looks for own happiness in the spiritual world. Because the nature of service, devotional service to please God, you are automatically served. Your need is automatically fulfilled. Your satisfaction is unlimitedly satisfied. So you never look for your happiness. This is very important. Is it? Dasamal Tattva here explaining that sarup artheto hinan nija sukha paran krishna vimukhan. The moment you diverted, you're looking for your own happiness. Sounds familiar? In the material world, everybody is looking for their own happiness. Where? Why? Because they diverted from their original position. So if you are serving with God, you never look for your own happiness, because pleasing God, pleasing automatically you are satisfied. This is very mystical. It's like a, if you say head or tail of the coin, or is the same, two sides of the same coin. And the spiritual world is like one side is the service, another side is happiness. More, why they are constantly serving? Because the happiness is growing more and more and more. And more they want to serve, more their happiness and the constant forever going. That's why nobody ever looks for their own happiness. They're always looking for God's happiness. It's very mystery, very mystical. So, let's go back again. So, the moment we diverted from original serving to God, then what happened? Looking for our own happiness. This is what you should remember. When you're looking for own happiness, then you looked at material allure activity. But the soul cannot enjoy. So what happened? Krishna is merciful. He wants to enjoy the material nature. Krishna gave a birth of another you. It is false ego, but it's a false another you. Another Param Govinda Das. I'm thinking I'm a man. You know, I'm Indian. I'm American. But I'm not the body. This idea will not be there. I think I'm the body. I'm the mind. Whatever I'm thinking, that's me, right? This is a very, very, this false ego is very powerful. So what the false ego does? Bind us with the dead matter. And dead matter has a two divisions. One is gross, one is subtle. Gross is earth, air, water, fire, ether, this physical body. And the subtle is mind, intelligence, ether. So that's how the two covering. Our goal, until we dissolve or purify the subtle matter, we cannot get out. Physical automatically will be purified when the subtle covering is purified. So it is very important. Stule linge divida avarana. Stule linge, here it says stule linge divida avarana klesha nikare. Where is the suffering idea coming from? From these two bodies. You know how many lectures Prabhupada says that this material body is the cause causing us suffering. So from that time, the subtle body, when you got it, and the gross body, what they're doing, the subtle body and the physical body? What they do? First thing they did, five things. Subtle body, first thing, five things. You forgot your spiritual being. Even you tell somebody on the street, let's go, they will not believe it. They will hear it, they may accept. If somebody really believes, that's like a rare soul. They will hear it, it doesn't make sense. They still think, I am American, what is talking about? I am spirit soul. They heard it, but they don't really act on it. Very difficult. Number one. Number two, he thinks, I am the body. Number three, the bodily relative is mine. Number four, works very hard to fulfill the desire of body and bodily relatives. Number five, death is boom, finished, everything finished, nothing else exists. This five layer of covering just came on top of you. Srila Prabhupada, 3rd canto, 20th chapter, very vividly explains about this. Brahmaji meditated and he saw this and he was not very happy. Can you imagine you have a beautiful children, and first thing you meditated and you think that what will be the future of this child I have? Oh, they will forget their spirit soul, they will forget their servant of Krishna, they will think they are the body, and they think the bodily relative is everything, and death is finished, nothing else exists. How exciting is that? No, there is no exciting, it's like really sad. So when these two covering came, klesha nikare, the suffering began. What is the suffering? Five. Also. These are like a very big, big note. You don't have to write it. If you hear it, it will make sense. More we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama. First comes Asmita, Avinivesata, Raga, Desha. You will be absorbed whatever you do in this world. And you will have a hate, and you will have a liking, passion for something. In this material world, this is the nature. They will hate something and they will have a passion for something. Then they will be absorbed what they want in life. That's why Dhruva Maharaj's mother told to him, you're going to get the darshan of the Lord, but you hate your stepmother. You have to give up. If you don't give up, that hate will become like a thorn. When you are running, you are running to make the score as fast as possible. How good is it if you get a thorn on your toes? How good is it? It's real serious. You're trying to make the score that I'm going to make in this life. One life I'll go back home, back to Godhead. I want to really make it successful, but I don't give up the hate of another devotee or another person. Or that will become like a thorn. You are running, then all of a sudden, ouch, you fell. Ah, you want to run faster, but this, you have to pluck it out. Is that pleasant? So therefore, all these five things has to go. Humility is not an option. Humility is compulsory. Why? Because we have a false pride. False pride causes our heart not to taste spiritual sweetness. False pride cannot allow the heart to act for the soul to taste in the devotional service. So in order to get rid of false pride, Krishna says, become humble, pay obeisances to me, bow down to me. Why do I have to bow down? We are not bowing down, as we discussed, we are not bowing down Krishna because Krishna needs our obeisances. We are bowing down for our own benefit. In Bhagavad Gita you read it. Krishna says, Sarva Bhuya Tamam Bhuya. Let me tell you, most confidential of all confidential, Arjuna, means no other confidential is higher than that. What is it? Sarva Bhuya Tamam Bhuya Sinome Paramam Bacho. Listen to me very attentively. You got it?
Sarva Guhya Tamam Bhuya Sinome Paramam Bacho Ishto Sime Dridham Iti Tato Vakshyami Te Hitam. Translation. 18th chapter, verse 64, Bhagavad Gita. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all.
Supreme instruction, most confidential of all.
Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit.
Why we should hear? For our benefit. Not Krishna wants our dandavat. Why we pay dandavat to Prabhupada? To your Gurudev, to Krishna, why do we pay dandavat? For our benefit. We should remember this. Not that Krishna is thinking, I didn't get the dandavat from you. Not like this. We just read, for our benefit, Krishna is saying, do this, do this. Why? Then the false pride will disappear. When false pride disappears, you can relish in devotional service without getting some happiness, impetus in the spiritual life. How you'll go on? How you'll go on chanting? Krishna said this in Bhagavatam 11th chapter. He says, if you bina ananda asru kalaya suddeta bhakta vinasaya. If you hear about me and if you don't see that you feel some ecstasy, where is the guarantee? This is how Krishna is asking. So where is the guarantee that you are advancing? And if you are not advancing, then where is the guarantee your consciousness is being purified? And if your consciousness is not purified, then where is the guarantee that you will come back to me and relish in devotional service? We are becoming devotees to get the highest happiness in our original constitutional position. It is much more than any enjoyment, happiness we ever saw. But practically to purify that, to come to that stage, we have to get to that false pride. So therefore, all this practice is necessary. Everything we do for our own benefit. No eva atmana prabhu nijo labha purna manam jana avidosa karuna vinite. Prabhupada quote this Prahlad Maharajas. Prahlad Maharaj told this to Nrisimhadeva. No eva atmana prabhu nijo labha purna. Prabhu, you are self-satisfied. Radha Syam Sundar, they're self-satisfied. They don't need our service in one sense. That's how Prabhupada explained. If you read it very nicely, that sloka. He quoted that sloka many times. Manam jana avidusya karuna vinite. What do you have that you can give? Can you say anybody in this world has something to offer to Radha Syam Sundar? Guess what he has? He has a birth, he has an old age, he has a death, and he has a bad memory. He has everything that comes out from his body, mucus, moko, and everything that from the body comes out, nothing is offerable. What he has, that's why he says it is faulty. That's true, but it is faulty. Therefore, it is not. But then why we offer every day? We offer every day in your house, in the temple. He says, Jajjad, because you are Koronavrinite, because Krishna is merciful, he said, okay, even though I don't need, but you're offering it, all right, I'll give you the benefit of it, offering. I'll accept it for your benefit. This is very secret. This is the beginning of devotional path. That Krishna accept because he's merciful. Prabhupada quote this, Koronavrinite means his Korona means he's compassionate. He's so compassionate that, okay, this person has no qualification to offer. Actually, we don't have love for Krishna. If we have love for Krishna, we will not do anything but only serving him. But originally, we have love for Krishna in our heart. But in between, what should we do? Take advantage of that. When you offer, you make sure that you prayed that. My Lord, I don't have a love for you, but my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, has so much love for you that you are bound to eat whatever they offer. So I'm not offering, they are offering, I'm just assisting. Krishna will accept. This is called taking advantage. We must take advantage like this. Just like Prabhupada told this to Dhanasya Prabhu, he said, whenever I offer, to Lord, I see my Guru Maharaj is with me. Prabhupada wrote letter to Dhanasya Prabhu that I see my Guru Maharaj is with me. So whenever I offer, Lord accept because of my Guru Maharaj. And he said, you can do the same thing. Means you should think that you are connected with your Guru. When Gurudev is there, then you offer it, he will take it. This is called taking advantage. Not in a bad way, but this is proper. Until we have a pure love arise. So, God does not need in the beginning, but he accepts because of his compassionate nature, and we get the benefit. As a result, we get purified, and then once we get purified, we'll have love for the Lord. At that time we can offer and he will accept. Yes, he takes the love, but somebody has to show that love, and that love has to be uncontaminated, unmotivated. Yeah. To the parents.
To the parents, but the money comes from parents, right? So what the child can give to the parents?
Child has a relationship with the parents or no relationship?
Yes, but the child, all expectation is.
Well, I have a question then.
Yes.
Do you see your child giving to the stranger on the road? Somebody else beside the parents? On the stranger on the road?
No.
No. So that's why when we come to Krishna consciousness, first thing we do, we accept authority, like Prabhupada. And when we follow him, that means our relationship is establishing. When the relationship is mature, that time, yes, Krishna will accept. You mean, yes, yes. But gratitude, the word you are using, gratitude comes from when you feel grateful to the person you give. Conditioned soul don't feel grateful to God. You know what they feel grateful, I tell you honestly. If they have a very good income coming, everything going the way they want, God is great. And somebody sick, dying, they have a doubt on God's grace. And if they lost job, God is not grateful. Gratitude comes from when you really appreciate and be grateful to God. That is correct. Yes. 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 Our pure love, our gratitude we can give. Yes. Mm-hmm. But gratitude means you have to feel grateful. You have to explain why you feel grateful to God. No, they have a motivation behind. Without devotee, most of the conditioned soul cannot feel grateful to God without motivation. They have a motivation purpose. I can do whatever I want, God allows, He's great. If you really research very thoroughly, that most of the so-called religion in this world are not promoting our constitutional position. Our constitutional position is serving to God. But when they promote, all the idea is based on their material comfort. I want to go to heaven. Why? So I'll become happy. I don't want to go to hell. So why? So I don't have to suffer. Where is God playing that loving service to him? So grateful here that he allows me to go to heaven and he allows not to go to hell. That's not really does the service. Krishna consciousness is the only service that literally engage every soul into their constitutional position. Until soul engage in devotional service, not possible any other process. They're temporary. Even they go to heaven, how long they will stay there? They have to come back. Then again go back, come back, go back, come back. You know how long we are doing? Believe or not, this is almost Lord Brahma's 50th birthday. Means each day, 50th birthday, 50 years, no, 150 trillion years. You know how many times we took a tour of heaven and hell? A lot. But still, I'm here. So until every conditioned soul understood to go back home, all other activities are not doing really any favor to the soul, ultimately. Simply wasting time. Feeling grateful should be always good. But if it is grateful that Lord has engaged me, given me engagement, yes, you can be feeling grateful that, Lord, thank you for sending Prabhupada to our life. Now we can be engaged. In America, we are talking about Krishna. We are chanting every day. This is opportunity was not there until Prabhupada came. Yes, in that regard, that grateful is genuine. But I'm grateful because I got a super lotto, or I'm grateful because I bought the house cheaper price. What I'll do with the house? If it is not engaged for Krishna service, what good is for my sense enjoyment? That gratefulness falls into the karma kanda. That gratitude does not ultimate. Of course, any gratitude is better than no gratitude. You are right. But Krishna consciousness is the best gratitude.
On the like common people, I was just more thinking about Krishna and the jivas, because they were like coming from his effulgence, you know. So what could they eat, you know, his origin, you know, and they're coming so little, you know, from him. So and only basically he has already the pure love, you know. His origin, he already had the pure love. So the jivas, they're coming, Krishna.
He has a pure love.
His associates, you know.
No, he has a pure love. Also, he has given us something. We should remember that. It's not that Krishna doesn't need. He also needs us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was no need for him to come. Lord Chaitanya came because the Lord also has a very deep emotional need of all the soul to come back home. He wants. He's a loving father. In Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada, at least I found 3-4 places, he says that Lord feels sad. The soul is not coming back. So in that sense, also 10, 14, 7. You'll see the Sanatana Goswami Pada's gifts, that Krishna gave a particular quality in each soul that through your mature love, Krishna will relish it through you. He never relished it before. Like we have interest to go back home, Krishna also has interest to bring you as fast as possible. Any process support this is good. Any process not supporting this, going outside, is not good. Make sense?
You know,
the quality is not weak, the position of the soul is weak.
Yeah, so we have this quality, but it's not enough. Our position with even that quality is so weak that we don't have even strength to change.
Make it defined like this. Quality is perfect. What Krishna prema we have in our heart is perfect, pure. Is nothing wrong or incomplete. It's perfect. But our position in the material world is pitiable. You can be sad about it.
Before the material world.
Huh?
Remember we were reading in the paragraph that the jivas are so weak.
Weak.
They're not even have strength to turn to Krishna.
No, but the weak means does not have a spiritual power. That's why Srila Prabhupada put this again and again. Weak means we do not have in Madhulila chapter 7, 109, you can see also in 6, chapter 6, 160, in the purport also Prabhupada writes that every soul needs cognizant potency and pleasure potency. Then they go back home. Weak means they don't have these two to ignite their original love. Love is pure, it's still intact. Weak means that they are lacking of this spiritual strength. And those spiritual strength you cannot find anywhere, not even from the scriptures. It's in the heart of a pure devotee. That's why we follow pure devotee, because of that. And Krishna declared himself, I accept those who took shelter of those pure devotees. I didn't understand it.
Like you said, spiritual strengths. Spiritual strength. So when I hear word spiritual, I kind of more think about quality. So the person is spiritual development. So spiritual is a quality. Now I start to like see that the spirituality is the potency. It's not just a quality. Because if it's spirituality is a quality, then it cannot be weak or strong. It's just there. But then spirituality, then it means spirituality is not just, it's not a quality, it's the potency. You know what I mean?
Pure love is constitutionally dominant, you know, dominant the word, dominant, eternal, very powerful, Prabhupada says, Prabhupada translated, like a king, you know, king, nobody can judge king. Even king does mistake. Can anybody judge king? No. It is so powerful. You can judge president, but not king. So, when we say this most prominent, dominant, eternal spiritual sentiment we have individually in us, that is called that quality, spiritual quality. It is so powerful. Prabhupada writes, it's like an uninterrupted volcanic erosion. Like you never experience such a, like a volcanic erosion. Like nobody saw it. All of a sudden, you know how volcanic, like open the lava and all this. Oh, huge, like it causes, you will be drowned. You never have experience of this. This whole total things. We have, individually, in nectar devotion, Prabhupada writes like this, we have eternally a dominant, prominent, eternal sentiment for Krishna. Us identifying as a lover, Krishna as a beloved, to relish that love. This whole thing is a one sect when we say spiritual quality. The whole thing. Now, that prominent, dominant things are there, but in order to wake up the volcano, somebody has to like crash or made a hole, and then the whole volcanic eruption will come. But that has to come from outside, not from inside. Like sometime when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they had two questions. One question asked, when we chant, is it that Krishna's name is coming from outside when they are chanting? When we hear from the pure devotees, Shabda Brahma entering to the heart, sprinkle unparalleled nectar, then emanates from there to the tip of the tongue and we chant. Is that the Krishna name goes and then he manifests? Or is it Krishna name goes inside and it stir up something and then something I never experienced will burst out? Which one? You understand? Is it that Krishna's name will go inside and burst out the pure love? Or actually pure love is there, it will burst out Krishna out? Which one is? Is Krishna coming from outside to come out, or going inside to pull out something else that is already there? So which one?
Both.
Both. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says both. So when you say we have to chant, so we'll become pure. When we chant, we'll get love of God, and we summarize both in one. Means we have a pure love, but in order to pull out the pure love, the chanting of pure name has to go in. So is the pure name coming out, or pure love coming out, or actually pure name was there, it will just manifest. Both. This is the dynamic of Krishna consciousness.
Okay, Prabhuji, I have a question about...
This was a nice question, though. Thank you.
Just to piggyback on what Mataji was saying back there, what I heard her saying was that she's talking about the ras, or the mood, of a child giving something to a parent. It's similar to the mood of us offering things to Krishna, okay? That's what I was hearing. It's the same thing with okay, I forgot the analogy. It's like an analogy. She's making an analogy. So my question about the holy name is this. I know that the holy name is Krishna, him or herself, you know. That's one thing. But when we chant, okay, why does Krishna like to hear us chanting his name? Can you respond to that? That's my question. Why does he like to hear us chanting his name? Why is that?
There is one kind of disease. I met this gentleman. He's an Iranian Jewish person, very nice person, very wealthy in L.A. And then one day, this is what he told me. One day he woke up and, very strange, his only son don't remember him. Don't remember his mother, don't remember anything. It's kind of amnesia, but they call it different name. It's like a very scary, and he's so depressed. The man was so depressed, I remember, for years. And we would talk about it. Like, and then he had a whole process of treatment, that how to remind him everything, like a starting new. There is something called mother, this lady is your mother, mother does this, gave you birth. And it's like a learning, like A, B, C, D, you know, counting, is learning. What happened is whole memory just wiped out. So, transcendental subject matter cannot be perceived by the material senses. For what do we have? Material senses. We don't have transcendental senses. I don't have. So when, but seeing this, when Lord is very merciful, he thought that it will be nice that if there is a process that the soul can remember his constitutional original position and his relationship with me, and he can come back. Well, according to Prabhupada and all other acharyas, Prabhupada says there are only few. Sometimes he says only 5, sometimes he says 35. Only people understood who Krishna is. So first you have to understand who Krishna is, then your relationship with him, then you start serving him. It's very difficult. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt that this is very difficult in this Kali Yuga. Why? You know, sometimes, I give you an example first before I go there. Sometimes you hear, well, we are fallen, but I don't feel I'm fallen, I'm fine. You know? I have a car. I mean, I have an air-conditioned room, I can sleep, heat. I mean, I'm fine. Why these guys are saying we are fallen in Kali Yuga? What's wrong with that? You understand my question? Sometimes mind creates this. I don't feel I'm fallen, you know, I have a husband, wife, children, business, money, everything what I need I have. Why you say I'm fallen? Well, the problem in this Kali Yuga, that the situation that they don't feel fallen is the fallen position. That they never feel they're fallen. You understand? Like if you really could see, if we each of us could see our real problem, we would run to spiritual world as fast as possible. But Maya's influence in Kali Yuga is such that we hear, but it doesn't make sense. I'm fine. You know, I just had a nice prasad, you know, I'm just fine, really. Everything's fine. It's cold, so what? I got a heater. Everything looks like fun. When you say fallen, we think something to do with the material. We're supposed to face disaster, you know, Holocaust or something. Like terrible, miserable, then we'll think like, oh, we are fallen. But that's not the fallen position. Fallen position is that we are so fallen that we don't never think we are fallen. This is so dangerous. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they had only 1 year time. Before Jagai Madai and Mahaprabhu left for sannyas, it was only 1 year left. That time, Mahaprabhu was 23, crossing to 20, going to be 24. And he made this revelation that you have to go and preach. Every day you have to go and preach. And he said, whomever you see, you speak about Krishna. And talk about Krishna, worship Krishna, glorify Krishna, that's all. So Nityananda Prabhu, he did. It did not work. Nobody cares. They were not very happy about it, because people don't take it seriously. Then Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. Now you know why Srila Prabhupada has a far, far vision about Nityananda Prabhu's position that I never heard. That Nityananda Prabhu, he thought that this personality, my Lord, he wants to deliver everybody. And he's telling us to go every door to door. Suna suna Nityananda suna Haridas sarvatra amarajya karaha prachar poti ghare ghare giya karai biksha bala krishna bhaja krishna kara krishna shiksha. These are the sloka given. I'm just giving the translation. Then go every house to house and tell them about Krishna, tell them, but nothing working. Some people take it, some people don't take it, some people don't care about it. So Nityananda Prabhu saw they are not fallen. They are most fallen. That such a great personality coming from spiritual world and giving, but they don't have any idea who Nityananda Prabhu is. Is another guy from the Nimai's friend or something. They think like this. They're so fallen that they could not recognize anything. So until that time, Nityananda Prabhu never disobeyed Lord Chaitanya. Never disobeyed. Only one time he disobeyed. For one time he disobeyed, we are eternally indebted to Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I tell you why this discussion, whoever is listening online, they should hear Loknath Maharaj, Giriraj Prabhu, at that time he was a brahmachari, Giriraj Maharaj, they were in a morning walk with Prabhupada in Bombay. And this discussion took place about Loknath Maharaj asked, you have introduced chant 69, fixed number. And Prabhupada says, no, I did not. He said, yes, many devotees have a different number, but you said 16. Prabhupada said, no, I did not. I said minimum. I never said 16 nouns. I said minimum. In that discussion was like, very nice. Then anyway, it's a long discussion. Then at one point, Loknath Maharaj was persisting. Then, but Prabhupada, you say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vindo. This Panchatattva, there is no offense. Why not we just chant Panchatattva? Why you are telling us to chant Hare Krishna Mama? Prabhupada give this on this base of this story. So nicely, he says, yes, we should chant Panchatattva Mantra. But when you chant Panchatattva Mantra, you develop respect to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You develop awe and reverence to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When you develop this affection, respect to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you follow what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants you to do. Mahaprabhu says, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Therefore we chant Prabhupada. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna. So we are trying to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu disobeyed in a sense that he did not tell them to chant Hare Krishna. He said, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangere Namre, Jejana Gauranga Bhaje Seha Yamar Pranre. He went home to home and he told them, you chant Lord Chaitanya's name. You chant Lord Chaitanya's name. And they chanted Lord Chaitanya's name, they started crying. And then There's a very nice Vrindavan Das Thakur explained. That time Mahaprabhu says, okay, this is very nice. He saw that Nityananda Prabhu disobeyed it, but he understood Nityananda Prabhu's idea is he wants to give more than Mahaprabhu even thinking. He wants to forgive more than Mahaprabhu even thinking. Mahaprabhu was ready to kill Jagai Mata, right? Nityananda Prabhu says, no. Like when devotee challenged to Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada, oh, this disciple, I won't mention the name, but very nice devotee, this disciple of yours, he's not giving up smoking, so you should reject him, because he's not following you instead. So then Prabhupada said, okay, tell him I'll reject him if he doesn't give up smoking. So they come back. Then, of course, after a few times, then he came back. It worked out. Then they asked Prabhupada, will you really reject? Prabhupada said, never. But I had to say it so that he get a little afraid and come back. There was another incident Kamal Krishna Maharaj gives in the memory tape that where they asked one devotee, he was collecting a lot of donation in Bombay, lot of donation. And after a while he stayed with Prabhupada, then after a while he left Prabhupada and went away. And that time he joined to some bogi jogi Mayavadi guru and he started collecting for him. And he's going to the same life member that used to give donation. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he confronted Prabhupada's mercy, so merciful that he was persisting to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you should write a letter now to all these members that they should not give any donation. He should be out, he should be condemned, he should be out. Prabhupada said, no, don't. So then after a few days, he again persisted. After a week, he again did it. He said, for a few weeks, he did it. Then at one point, Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, Prabhupada, why you don't want to give up? He said, there is no end of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. The pure guru will never reject a soul who has come to take shelter. Sure enough, next week, that devotee left that Mayavadi Bogi Jogi and came back to Prabhupada and took shelter again. So like this, Prabhupada says, very emotional that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy never say end. There is no such thing called end. So Nityananda Prabhu persisted. What he says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Amapati Sneha Jodi Thake Savakar Krishna Bhai Na Baliva Na Balaivar. When you develop little respect to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is declaring, Nityananda Prabhu says, that time you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That same mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, will ignite our original position quickly. Then all the process you will go through. There is no time. Other day we were reading also in this Prabhupada's comment that in order for you to get Krishna Prem, you have to follow 20 sanskar. You have to follow 20 sanskar. And I bet you, I don't know, I haven't met anybody followed all these 20 sanskar. I doubt. Even the smartest, I doubt anybody in India. You have to bingsha. You have to follow all these. Then you come to this yogic purification, then the jnana purification, then the karma purification, then after that you will come to Mishra Bhakti, then you will come to pure Bhakti. This takes so many lives. And then Prabhupada writes, we do not have time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this, that there is not possible any Kali Yuga will go through all this process to come back to the spiritual world and perform devotional service. So seeing this condition, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, forget everything. whether qualified or not qualified, just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. But it has to be under guidance, then it will fructify the result. Under guidance of Prabhupada, when you chant this Krishna's name, we follow him, then it will be easy. You follow? And in order to exhibit this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting his own name. Sarvam Bhattacharya wrote this. Jalpita nija guna nama vinodam tam pranamami siche sisachitanaya. Jalpita nija guna. Jalpita means prajalpa, gossip. What is Mahaprabhu doing? He's gossiping about his own name. How glorified this name, how beautiful this name, how tasting this name. Jalpita nija guna nama vinodam. And it was, why he was doing this? It was giving him pleasure. He was acting like a devotee. Radharani is the highest form of devotion. Radharani's position is the highest, number one devotee. So as a Radharani's mood, he was tasting this Krishna name. And he saw practically it can give so quick. So what do you want? You want an elevator or you want a staircase? Prabhupada gave that example. You have to go to 100th floor. You ever, anybody walked 100th floor? You want an elevator? Anybody, please raise hand who wants elevator. I want to see the raise. Okay. Who wants staircases? 100th floor. Nobody. Right. So it's already proven. You want to climb 500 staircases? No. This elevator is perfect. This elevator doesn't break down. Thank you. So he was the only one last. But so therefore Prabhupada said, we don't have a time to go on the staircase. We just take the elevator and... But while you go through elevator, you see, oh, this is third floor, Karma Kanda, I don't want it. Oh, this is floor four, Gyana Kanda, I don't want it. You have to understand and say, you don't want this. You just pass in through and just go to straight up to 100th floor, Golok Vrindavan. Serving under Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami's instruction following. So like this. Yes, ma'am.
I also had the same question that you just asked many, many years ago. Why would Krishna like to hear people just chanting his name over and over? Why would anybody want to hear their name just over and over? And then over the years, the more I hear about the holy name, especially the Hare Krishna mantra, and I come to have a little glimpse that it's not like, because I was thinking it's kind of like our name, just a word, but the Hare Krishna mantra is not just words, it's Krishna himself, Radharani herself, and so he likes it because he's actually realizing it's her that they're meeting there. They're having all kinds of pastimes are all packed into the mantra. It's not just the word, it's the holy dham, all his associates are there, all his pastimes are there, and when he hears it, that's what he's hearing, although we're not. And that's why he likes it. One reason why he likes it.
It's very true. This is very important to also think that Mahaprabhu was actually exhibiting. It's not that Mahaprabhu only gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu was testing in his own time. And I mentioned that pastime, many pastimes. One time he was walking towards Jagannath Puri, and all of a sudden, of course, they had some mysterious appearance of Mahaprabhu in different temples. He went to Shiva temple, where everybody thought he was Shiva. But because Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and they got Krishna pen just by seeing Mahaprabhu's crying for Krishna. It was like a literary, without any qualification, anybody would get. But at one point, after Mahaprabhu thought about it, that I want to see how one person, if I empower, how much power it will spread. Imagine, if we all become empowered like this, how much we can satisfy Prabhupada and Krishna. Krishnamurti. So one time he thought, and then he came nearby this, you heard that first time, of Dobiwala, that Mahaprabhu came and he was walking by and he saw one laundry man. And this laundry man took a stick. In India they don't have a washer machine, so you know. Laundry man, he has a stick and he beating the old cloth, and after take all the dirt out, wash it, clean it, dry it, iron it, then he gets money. That's how he survives in his family life. So he's beating, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as sannyasi, says, "All laundry man, please chant Hare Krishna." Laundry man looked at, saw a saffron cloth. Said, "I know what are those saffron cloths all about." All the saffron cloth, he has some idea about it. Every Indian knows saffron cloth. They have nothing else to do, they think. Even, believe or not, Srila Prabhupada gave a story. I'll come back. I'll just give you this 1 minute story of Prabhupada. He was sitting in his two-story house in Allahabad. And his father was there upstairs. So from Krishna consciousness devotee, this is before Prabhupada took sannyas as a grihastha. So Prabhupada gave this story and he's laughing. You can hear his story. He's telling about his life. He said, "My father was there upstairs. He was a very good Vaishnava." Prabhupada's father, Prabhupada said, he was a very good Vaishnava. He knew. But he did not like Ramakrishna Mayavadi. They had a saffron cloth. So now you'll understand. Everybody in India has some idea about saffron cloth. Something wrong about this. So his father, according to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, "My father did not like them." So one time, the Hare Krishna people from Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar temple came and they invited, so Prabhupada invited them to his house. And he was a grihastha. So Prabhupada went upstairs. He said, "You know, the devotees are here. You should come down and listen. They are going to speak." And he used to like, Prabhupada said, "My father used to love me a lot and I used to like him a lot. We had a very nice relationship. But when I asked him, he hesitated. And he said, what they are going to speak? These are all rascals." I was like a little, wow, Prabhupada said, they are like rascals. So then Prabhupada says, he did not want to come, but Prabhupada requested a few times, so he felt obliged, so he came. He came downstairs, and then where the devotee is speaking, and one Maharaj is speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the glory of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he said, "My father was so surprised. Wow, these are not the saffron cloth people I thought. These are real pure devotee of Krishna." And he was very happy. And at the end of the Harikata, and Prabhupada's father went, "I said, I'm sorry, I thought you were from Mayavadi Ramakrishna Saffron Wala. But you are such an advanced devotee." So Prabhupada said, like this, the people has some idea. So this Dobiwala also has some idea. Saffron cloth, they will tell me now, do this, do that, give me some alms, give me some money. I don't have any time for this. So he said, "I don't have any time." So Mahaprabhu, he was thinking. Can you imagine? Mahaprabhu come to you and asking to you to chant and he refused. But he did not know who Mahaprabhu is. So Mahaprabhu asked him, "Oh Dobiwala, please chant one time." He said, "No, no, no. You go, you do your job, I do my job. Let me do my job." So then Mahaprabhu says, "Let me do your job so you can chant." This is necessary. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave a comment that in our spiritual path, if you want to affect others, first of all, you have to be happy in spiritual path and you have to be convinced. Then when you have to be compassionate, exhibit your compassion, sometimes you have to intervene. Like, you know, he went to Bhakta Jas. He went to one day to one black lady's house in Gainsby, huh? And she was so overwhelmed with his appearance there, and he went to give a Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, and the black lady started crying because she was looking for God, she was looking for love of God, as he was explaining. And she was so happy, so overwhelmed, and that she started crying. So Mahaprabhu, because he went inside the house of that person, Mahaprabhu also went inside. So, let me beat the clock and you check. Then this man paid attention. Really, sannyasi going to do my job, so I can do sannyasi's job. Chanting. He thought chanting means it's a sannyasi's job, not for everybody. So Mahaprabhu literally was ready to do it. Then he said, okay, I'll chant. Hare Krishna. Say one more time. Okay, Hare Krishna. One more time. When he says three times, Hare Krishna, the man got infused with, what did he get? Be aware. What did Prabhupada say when you do that? What do you get? True potency comes from the heart of a pure devotee to you. If you are not experiencing this, something is blocking. This is very important. Because Prabhupada asked that question. When you say this Maharaj or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered thousands of people, what does that mean? Prabhupada asked that question like this. And he answered in the purport. So people wonder, what that means? That there's so many devotees going to the West. I don't know who was going to the West. It was him. He said, going to the West and delivering thousands of people. What does that mean? Means they get infused with this potency. What are those? Cognizant potency and pleasure potency. It's very important, we should know that. Otherwise you think like, what is initiation means? What is acceptance of guru means? Prabhupada gives this. This means it has to come in your heart. You have to feel that there is a connection. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. After Mahaprabhu did that, that man went so mad in Krishna consciousness, started dancing and chanting and chanting and dancing, rolling on the ground. And Mahaprabhu seeing this, he went very far and sat down under a tree and watching. I infuse one person with Krishna consciousness today. I want to see how far it goes. Supreme Lord, he was practically was witnessing to see what will happen. You may say, well, this is why not the whole world is flooding now? Well, we are not telling, consciously we are not accepting. Then it will happen. We all will become empowered like this. So then Mahaprabhu was sitting and he saw after a while his wife comes. She brings always some lunch prasadam for her husband. Mahaprabhu is watching from far. And she brings, she saw, wow. My husband, I never saw him dancing. He knows how to dance. Wow, he's singing too. I never saw my husband sing and dance. So she came out of fun, but when she came nearby, she was shocked. He's crying. And he's chanting God's name and he's crying. And then he said, okay, you did dancing and chanting. I don't know, you know all these things. And she started talking, but he has no idea that what she is talking. You follow? Why? Because Mahaprabhu says, Evam brata sa priya nama kirtya jato anurago druto chitta utte. Hasati patarodati unmada bano nittati lokabhajje. When you take a vow and stick to the vow to chant Krishna's name, this is important, vow. Evam brata, brata means vow. Mahaprabhu says, when you take a vow, sa priya nama kirtya, then these things will happen, that you will become completely mad in Krishna consciousness. You dance, chant, roll on the ground, cry. You don't care whether people see you or not see you, whether people you are normal or not normal to the people eyes, is not important. This is very serious. So this man actually infused by Lord Chaitanya today, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from far underneath the tree and is watching. What's going to happen? I want to see one person I did today. The wife comes, wife notices nothing happened, all this talking, he didn't even hear. So she put the prasadam down, and I mean food, was not prasadam, it was the karmi before. She touched And before she starts seeing his luggage, he's not in this world, she thought definitely he was hunted by ghost. So she ran away. Mahaprabhu was still watching. She ran away to her village. And she told everybody, everybody, villager, come, come. And in India, it's very easy. So all the villagers were thinking what's going on. So she said, my husband got big ghost hunted him. He cannot stop. He doesn't even know who I am. I need help. So village leaders sent big, big macho guys. And when the rumor spread, all these thousands of people started coming in. So big four macho guy comes. And the big four macho guy comes and they're watching. Oh, he looks like a very strange ghost. He's dancing, jumping, and rolling on the ground, crying. This is not something, they're not aware of Krishna consciousness, what we have. You follow? So you have to understand from the ignorant level, they're thinking this is not normal. So one guy told the other guy, we're going to grab all four of together. Otherwise he may defeat one of us. They have some idea the ghost is very powerful. Mahaprabhu also watching what's going on. Villager coming, what's going on. He's just, but they cannot see. He's like invisible, very far distance. So that time, four guys all of a sudden grabbed him, all four of them together. And he was so much in ecstasy that all four guys started also chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they went completely crazy. All the villagers thinking, what happened? The ghost entered into them. The ghost is so powerful, they enter into them. Then they got scared. And they could not find out to do anything. And all the villagers said, we have to do something. All of us, all hundreds of people, all grab all these four guys and the other guy. They also started, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Very soon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still sitting under the tree. He was just laughing and happy. Why? All these thousands and thousands of people, the whole village became Krishna consciousness village. Mahaprabhu says, yes, this will work. If I can empower one person every place, then this will work. And he wanted to do that. That's why Srila Prabhupada very emphasized on chanting Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra has everything, but it has to be chanted offenseless. Offenseless. Namabhas. Holy name is always pure. Holy name is never offense, full of offense, or Namabhas is not holy name. When pure holy name comes to Namabhas and Namaparad, when, how? Holy name is always pure. Holy name is never mixed with anything. Holy name is pure, just like Krishna is pure. His deity, name, and Krishna, they're all three are always pure. Nama vigraha sarup, tina ekarup, tina bhed nahi tin, chidananda rup. Mahaprabhu explained in Chaitanya Chaitanya. These all three, name, the deity, and the original form of the Lord, all three are Sachidananda, never touched by Maya. So how possible Namabhas and Namaparad? It is the soul who are conditioned by the three modes of material nature, has a sense gratification idea to enjoy separately from God, to enjoy separately, to exist separately, to do everything without Krishna consciousness. This idea, what causes Namaparad Namabhas. You follow? Holy name is never impure. Holy name is always pure. But it is our condition, my condition to this material modes of nature, to enjoy separately from God, is caused this problem. Now, we did not read even one line. Can you read a paragraph at least? I don't know what happened today.
Rajana, Lord Krishna is supremely merciful. Why then did he make the individual spirit souls so weak that they fall into Maya's world?
Hey, that's your question. Answer.
Babaji, as he is merciful, so Krishna is also playful, desiring many different kinds of pastimes with individual spirit souls in many different conditions of life. He created many exalted conditions, which culminate in Mahabhava, great ecstatic spiritual love for the Lord. And he also created, with the help of Sri Radha's expansion, Maya, the degraded material conditions of life, which reach their nadir in Ahankara, the soul's misidentification with matter. In this way, by the influence of Sri Radha, there is the attainment of limitless transcendental bliss, and by the influence of Maya, there is a descent into the lower depths. The souls that thus enter Maya's abyss are not interested in their own spiritual well-being. They are averse to Lord Krishna and interested in their own selfish pleasure. Thus, they go down lower and lower. However, supremely merciful Lord Krishna sends his own personal associates from his own spiritual world into the material world to make these souls favorable to him and to lift them out of the abyss. In this way, some of the fallen souls gradually become elevated and eventually return to the spiritual world where they become eternal associates of the Lord. Rajana, why must the individual souls suffer so that the Lord can enjoy pastimes?
Wait. We don't have to rush. This chapter is very important. We have to, each of us, somebody can repeat the whole thing without looking? It's very nice. Otherwise, this question will stay with us. I know we read it. But what? Why did Krishna make us weak? Are you just read it. Well, yeah. Can you tell me why? Our mind is not convinced yet. Yes? You understand?
I thought it's because while Krishna is very merciful, he also wants to always relish pastime.
Good. In a shorter version. This is very important. We should remember Krishna is most merciful.
But even more, he wants to relish pastimes.
That's true. So you have to come back like this. When you have a candle light in a dark room, how important is the candle light? The candle light. Very important. How important when you have a bright sun outside and everywhere, bright sun, how important is your candle? Well, it's the same candle. You said last night so important, now you don't give importance. Why? This is very important. In spiritual world, it's so lovable, so everything so perfect. Krishna's compassionate nature is not visible as much. Like a light. But in the material world, Krishna's compassion, mercy, is like a candle in a dark, spooky night. So important. This is very important. What is the lila means? Lila means this, that when you are frightened in a dark, ignorance existence, somebody comes with a light and hold your hand and taking you home. How exciting is that? You feel grateful. Yes, you develop gratitude. You say, thank you. I don't know how I would ever find out. I'm so thankful to you. I've lost my direction, how to go home. I don't even know where the home is. I can't believe you have come. This attitude is so important in deity service. There's 32 offenses. When you dress the deity, serve the deity, worship the deity, 32 offenses. But four things, if you remember, Ramanujacharya says, you can escape from the offenses. Offenses still there, but it will not affect you. One thing is the sohardha, feeling deeply appreciable gratitude. If you really feel that I was lost, My Gurudev, Prabhupada, has so mercifully has come to deliver me. And you feel really obliged. This attitude, necessary, compulsory. This is compulsory. The problem is I don't feel I need their mercy. I feel like I'm fine. It's so fallen that I feel like it's okay. Yeah, yeah. Dissolve. 1858, Krishna says, when you pay attention, you know attention? What? When you pay attention, it means you realize what that person says, you can literally feel what that person really meant for me, that's called attention. Inattentiveness is the last word in 10 offenses. Right? Inattentiveness means I'm not paying attention what Krishna has an interest for me. Prabhupada asked that question. Prabhupada says, Guru has come to deliver you, but what is the duty of a disciple? To understand the inner mind, inner motive of Guru. I want to understand what my spiritual master's intention for me. Then I'm paying attention. You follow? Just like, you know, one time Guru says that, hey, disciple, yes, bring a, you should always listen what I say. Yes. Bring a glass of water. After 10 minutes, he says, did you hear me? Yeah, I'm listening. Is he really listening? He's not bringing glass of water. He thought Guru said, listen. So bring a glass of water. He thought you should just listen, not act. This is called inattentive. It's not paying attention. Well, I'm listening. Bring a glass of water, you said. I listen. But that's not attention. You know what I mean? This is practical. So when Guru says, bring a buy four rasgulla, from the market for the worship. So he said, when you buy the rasgulla, make sure it's tasty, yummy. So then he's using his intelligence. So he bought the 4 rasgulla. You know rasgulla. So when he's coming, he's thinking, well, he told me to make sure it is tasty and yummy. How do I know it is tasty and yummy? I better check. So he took one. It went so fast that I could not really realize the taste in there. So he tried to take another one. Then he's thinking furthermore. What was he thinking? That whenever I bring something to Gurudev and he offers, and after offering, the whatever the remnants come, he keeps 50% for him and he keeps give me 50%. Why I should give trouble to Guru? I should take my portion now. Is this intelligent or not? So he took like this. He took his portion. So he brought only 1 rasgulla out of 4. So when he brought it, Guru asked him, what happened? I gave you money for 4 rasgulla. Well, I tasted. How did you taste? He took the last one like this and put inside. This kind of service, so many, I mean, in our life, is not no attention. Means no attention, what is the inner motive of my spiritual master? He said, oh, is that okay? We'll discuss that. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Manchakalpataru Vishra Kipasindu Vivacha Patitanam Pavane Pravishnave Bho Namo Namo.